What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 193. Today's topic is this. I screwed up. Sit back and relax, because here we go. So if you're anything like me, meaning that you're human, if you're human, you've made mistakes once or twice in your life. Heck, maybe even more times than that. I have made plenty of mistakes. However, I was not always the type of person that would admit that I made mistakes. See, the fact of the matter is this. Some of the greatest contributions to my life have been from the mistakes that I've made. And I'd venture to say, and go even a step further, that the bigger the mistake has been, the better it has worked out for my life. Why? Why do I say this? Because I'm a glutton for punishment? No. Is it because I like to have a screwed up life? No, quite the opposite. Like, I want my life to be as great as possible. And I am bound and determined to do whatever it is I need to do in order to make that happen. And that includes learning. There's a phrase that a buddy of mine, named Jim Stegg, says. He says, you know, it's not a, I don't win or lose. I win or learn. And that's something that really, really resonates with me. I learn. Because you think about it, as a human, that's really, like, this is how we progress in our life. How we progress in our life is from the lessons that we learn. Now, we can have our parents, as we're kids, try to guide us away from, like, things that could potentially kill us or major mistakes, right? You have kind of this internal guidance system, which is more common sense for some folks than others, that, you know, steers you away from, like, the basic good or bad, the basic right or wrong, right? But then there's this giant gray area in between, where that's really where the meat of life really comes from. It's really where, like, the best parts are, in that gray area. And in that gray area, it's really a matter of us figuring out stuff on our own. I'm going to give you an example. One of the biggest mistakes that I've ever made throughout my life is ignoring my health. I know what you're saying. You're like, wait a minute, dude, you're a doctor. How can you ignore your own health? It's actually a pretty common thing. Like, there's a lot of doctors that are some of the most unhealthy people that I've ever met. Between stress and this internal drive that comes from something, whether that comes from a desire to be perceived as knowledgeable and successful from their peers or society, or perhaps something from their childhood where they felt this internal need to prove themselves. Most of the doctors I've met aren't of superior intelligence to anyone else. It's more so they have this drive. They just keep pushing and pushing and pushing, often at the expense of their own mental health, often at the expense of their own physical health. I was one of those guys. Man, I was not physically or mentally healthy in any way, shape, or form. Quite the opposite. I was negative. I became jaded. I ran the rat race of medicine for so long that I really hadn't like the person that I became. See, you have to step into the world for a minute. To become a physician, which there's a lot of folks that do, that do become them, but far more that don't. To become a physician takes years and years and years of work. I remember my freshman class in college, Bio 101. And there I am, I'm sitting in this giant lecture hall at Florida International University in Miami. And there's probably, like, I don't know, 400 and some students. It was massive. This is a massive auditorium. And I'm sitting there. And this professor walks up on the stage, small woman, maybe 5 feet. Her skin was really, really tan. I remember I was sitting in the far back. I was a shy guy, so I didn't want to sit in the front. And she had kind of a short cropped haircut, this like Sally Fields Gidget haircut, the salt and pepper hair, very, very tan. And these glistening earrings that I couldn't quite tell what they were. And here she was wearing like a Hawaiian shirt dress that was very loud in color, green and pink and yellow. And she slams this big book on the credenza there. And she asks, how many of you here want to become a medical doctor? And nearly everyone, myself included, raises their hand. She said, no, leave your hands up. And here I am looking, like all throughout, looking. This is the sea of hands that are there where everybody wants to become a physician. And she said one simple thing. She said, look to your left and look to your right, because by the first exam, that person will not be there. Then she started her class. I was late to that class only once. It began at 7 a.m. And I was late one time. That was it. She would lock the doors at 7 a.m. And otherwise, I was mostly driven out of fear to attend that class. Sure enough, that first test came, and I'll never forget it. That was one of the hardest tests that I've ever taken in my life. I had studied so hard for it, and I got a 34. Not out of 40, out of 100, a 34 after studying for weeks and weeks and weeks. I was absolutely devastated. I thought to myself, there is no way I will ever become a doctor. I'm obviously not smart enough. Look at what I did. The curve on that test was so massive, was so shifted, that a 34 was a B. Sure enough, the next week after that test, maybe like a quarter of the room was there. She looked around the room, chuckled. She said, okay, now that we got rid of all the business majors, let's get down to learning. I learned quite a bit in that class. That was one of the first things, is that you have to be willing to put in the work and hang in there. That was just one test. Hundreds, thousands of tests I've taken in my life. Thousands of times that I've been tested mentally, physically, emotionally. Not just in the classroom. In practice, taking care of people from all walks of life, being pushed in so many different directions. I've jumped through so many hoops that I've lost count. And in the process of being tested like that over and over and over again, I became calloused. I became jaded. I became machine-like, robotic. I started getting to the point where when I would see a patient, what I saw was instead just a bag of problems, a note that I'd start writing immediately as I'm talking to the person, visualizing the words that it would go into place. Not for information's sake, but rather because some insurance company wanted it structured in a certain way so that you could get the certain number of billing units and be paid appropriately. I lost my meaning as to why. Within that, I lost myself. One of the greatest mistakes I ever made was to lose that sense of why. In the process of losing that, ultimately cost quite a bit in terms of health, mental health, physical health. I became overweight. I became jaded. I became sluggish, lazy. My children were small at the time. And as small as they were, when it dawned on me, here I am chasing my 2-year-old little girl, when I had to stop and take a breath, hunch forward on my knees, deep breathing, because I couldn't chase my little girl. What if she ran out in the street? Would I be able to catch her? That's when really the spotlight went on for me. What had I become? On top of it, I wasn't happy. I was depressed most of the time, socially withdrawn, really didn't have any friends. My wife at the time, I really didn't open up to. It was all because I was ignoring the very sense of self. What a massive mistake. Things finally began to change when I actually looked at the facts of the situation. I drew some labs and saw that I had high cholesterol. I saw that I had low testosterone. Saw that my body was beginning to take on a shape that I certainly didn't want it to. And started this process of making changes. It wasn't overnight. As a matter of fact, it's still ongoing. And that's been almost 9 years at this point. It was a lot easier to make the changes in my body than it was to make the mental shifts. That was really the hard part. Am I there yet? Have I arrived? No. And I would venture to say that I never will. Nor would I ever really want to. Because what's arriving? Getting to a point where of complacency? Getting to the point where you say, I'm done? I've already been there. And I don't ever want to go there again. What a foolish mistake I had made. But only from that place of mistake, only from that place where I misplaced myself, where I misplaced my priorities of my body, of my health, of my mental health, that I finally get to this knowledge where I realized that I needed to make absolutely massive changes, which has now become the foundation of not only how I live my life, but of who I am. It's giving me purpose. Isn't that ironic? In the process of forgetting my purpose and losing it, I found it in such a way that's allowed me to deliver and bring it to other people in a way that I've never have before, in a way that meant so much more than just being a physician, than just taking care of ailments. It was one of the biggest blessings I've ever had. Ask yourself that question. Where in your life right now, where in your life are you making a mistake that you probably know that you are? Like, I knew that I was ignoring things in my life. I knew I wasn't living to my full potential, but I was ignoring it. Why? Because at the time, I thought it would be easier to ignore it. At the time, I was too lazy to do the work to actually bring myself to a higher level of understanding and really a better version of my life. The second follow-up to the question is, after you find what you think it might be, maybe that's something as simple as being overweight, like I was. Maybe it's something as simple as not paying attention to your lab work and so forth that you know you need to get done and have just been ignoring it. Maybe it's something as simple as constantly living in debt that you're sick and tired of doing that, or having spending habits where you're sad. You're actually sad. But instead, every time you click that add to cart button, you feel just a little bit better. That whatever it is, the second part of that is now ask yourself, what if you just did one thing to shift that a little bit? What if you just went and got some labs drawn? What if you just swore that, you know what, I'm not going to go on Amazon for 30 days. I'm going to delete the app from my phone. I'm going to block it on my computer. I'm going to put this rubber band on my wrist, and every time I get upset or and stressed or am bored, I'll take that rubber band and I'll snap it on my wrist and say, no, Amazon, no. Jeff Bezos may not like that, but he'll do fine without you, trust me. What if you just did that one thing? It's not going to make a massive change for you. It's not. But what it is going to do is it's going to open up just a little bit of space. And when you open up just that little bit of space, then it gives the insight and it gives you this opportunity to have a bit more integrity and ultimately to win just a little bit. And just with that small win, now you have one victory under your belt. And now you can take the next step and the next step and the next step. And through those series of hundreds and hundreds of small steps, as days and weeks and months and years go by, when you look back into the person that you've grown to be in pride, looking at that in the mirror and being proud of the person that you are, you'll thank for yourself for going back and making the realization of what was once a mistake. That's what I've got for you today, my friends. If you haven't been to blindspotmedical.com, you need to go. You need to go check it out. Blindspotmedical.com, you want to talk about going and finding problems before they become massive. That is what we are all about. I devised Blind Spot Medical to be the ultimate VIP luxury physical, but is for everyone. It's not just for the uber rich or anything like that. It really truly is one of a kind. Go check it out, blindspotmedical.com. If you don't follow me on Instagram, David Boyd, MD. And if you don't follow me on Facebook, you can find me there at Blind Spot Medical. That's what I got for you today, friends. Remember, health is wealth. Invest in yourself. Be coming at you again on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Talk to you soon.